Fine. On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606, this is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The EFF has written to National Assembly Speaker Toko Didiza about what it says is the urgent constitutional and parliamentary implications arising from Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana's public withdrawal of key components of the national budget. Godongwana announced the reversal of the 0.5% VAT rate increase and declared his intent to withdraw both the 2025 Appropriation Bill and the Division of Revenue Bill. The EFF says it has requested the immediate circulation of all related correspondence from Godongwana to the office of the Speaker. Meanwhile, Dr. Basela Yalezo, a senior business and leadership lecturer at the University of KwaZulu-Natal, believes the developments around the VAT rate could be a turning point for Treasury.
Those are signs of a maturing and healthy democracy where people use different avenues to block what they think is not right or what they think is not going to assist us as South Africa. This is going to be a good lesson from the Minister of Finance. Before they table the budget, they will need to convince, persuade other political parties, unlike what has happened in the past 30 years.
The N3 toll concession says it expects traffic volumes coming into KwaZulu-Natal to begin picking up from this afternoon. It's ahead of the Freedom Day long weekend. The concession's Tanya Dugra.
Road users are reminded to plan ahead for rapid changes in weather and traffic on the route, which may contribute to congestion and delays. In addition, highly visible law enforcement officials will be maintaining a presence all along the route and will be conducting various road safety interventions, including roadworthiness checks and driver compliance checks at strategic locations all along the N3 toll route.
MTN says it suffered a cyber security breach that exposed personal data of some customers in certain markets. The company says an unidentified third party claimed to have accessed parts of its systems, but it says at this stage it has found no evidence of compromise of any of its critical infrastructure platforms or services. The mobile network operator says its core network, billing systems and financial services infrastructure remain secure and fully operational. It says the cyber attack has been reported to the police and the Hawks. And the Vatican says over 128,000 people paid their respects to Pope Francis between Wednesday morning and yesterday morning. The late pontiff's body has been lying in state in St. Peter's Basilica following his passing on Monday. His open casket is due to remain on view until 8 p.m. this evening ahead of the funeral tomorrow. Here in KZN, the Catholic Church in Umzimkulu says they have been celebrating the life of Pope Francis by holding Mass. Father Zinisa Ngongo says they have also been offering solemn prayers for the incoming pontiff who is yet to be proclaimed. He says Pope Francis's faith was demonstrated through his actions.
Pope Francis mirrors the character of Jesus, a good shepherd, resurrection of faith, restoration of hope, and actualization of love. Love in practicality, love in action. As the Latin says, acta non verba, not just words, but actions.
The top story, the EFF says it's written to the National Assembly Speaker about what it says is the urgent constitutional and parliamentary implications arising from the Finance Minister's public withdrawal of key components of the 2025 national budget. For Newswatch, I'm Dina Mpahlele.